Every sport has its fanatics. In golf, some of the most devoted join the Shiva's Iron Society. According to its mission statement, the society provides its 1,000 members, quote, opportunities for community, discovery, and transformation through golf. These are golf evangelists who insist that the sport is for everybody.
Oh, nice, Dale.
Oh, Dale.
That's sweet.
How beautiful is that?
That's a great drive.
Great
on a recent Sunday, 100 members of the Shiva's Iron Society descended on San Francisco's public Harding Park golf course for a 15th anniversary tournament, and reporter Steve Mencher tagged along.
Meet a man whose passion is golf, Gary Strummy. He's got a bag full of handmade hickory-shafted clubs. You'll see that some of them have heads of persimmon wood inlaid with ivory.
What we're playing with today, we have the Niblick, the Mashie Niblick, the Spade Mashie, the Mashie, each of these...
Strummy and the others here today take their cues about golf from the 1972 novel Golf in the Kingdom, written by Esalen Institute co-founder Michael Murphy. The cult classic features a golf pro named Shivas Irons, who practices golf as a martial art. Imagine Carlos Castaneda, Socrates, Arnold Palmer, and the Dalai Lama playing the back nine at Middle Earth, and you'll get the idea. As Gary Strummy gets ready to tee off, the retired legal researcher says he sometimes thinks of passages from the book like the one that describes using the inner eye to put forth streamers of heart power for the ball to fly on. It's happened to him.
It's weird.
Did it help to have someone who sort of wrote those experiences down so you don't have to doubt yourself that they're actually happening?
It was interesting to have somebody written them down so I don't have to say, that's crazy. If I tell somebody, they're going to lock me away. I mean, really?
In the foursome just ahead of Strummy, psychology professor Bill Damon is about to engage in a Shiva's Irons ritual, playing a completely silent hole. Or it would be silent, except for the skeet shooting range over the hill.
The game has four dimensions: physical, psychological, social, and spiritual. And so if you play a silent hole, you're emphasizing the psychological, physical, and spiritual, and that should be more intense because the social is being eliminated for that one hole.
For other members of the society, the social aspects are key. Sandy Tatum has been playing golf for 80 of his 86 years. His passionate advocacy is the chief reason why Harding Park Public Golf Course received a $23 million facelift in 2003. For Tatum, the inner game of golf builds better human beings.
Golf has the characteristic, you know, that you call the rules on yourself. And it has an integrity factor, which is absolutely fundamental to the proper playing of the game. And you have to instill that into people when they get started playing it. And if you do, you've added something to their character.
In the glow of the late afternoon sun, Sandy Tatum is posing for a photographer, practicing easy putts on the 18th hole.
Nice job.
I ask if he intends to keep playing as he approaches his 90s.
My goodness, yes. I have trouble conceiving of life without playing golf. As my skills diminish, and they certainly do, the essence of the game doesn't lose any of its flavor for me. And when you get to be my age, to have those kinds of stimuli affecting your life in a very positive way, you've got to be luckier than you deserve to be.
Tatum is proud that today's tournament is raising money for golf scholarships. As many as 10 inner-city kids will be sent by the Shiva's Irons Society to golf camp this summer at a cost of more than $10,000. For NPR News, I'm Steve Mencher.